Welcome to the Christmas edition of The Story Mine. I'm Kathy Barker.
And I'm David Bullock. Today's program features not only story, but classic Christmas poetry recited by NBA All-Star Mark Eaton.
And that's not all, Dave. I was able to come by a brand new CD of the Crescent Band, comprised of more than 20 musicians, all high school students from all over the state of Utah, including our very own Park City. But I'll warn you, this is like no high school band you've ever heard. This talented group of students will be playing Carnegie Hall on May 21st.
I'm so impressed with the professional quality of this newly released CD. It's at the top of my list for Christmas music. I'm even going to ask Derek Domalski, one of the members of the band, for a few more copies of that CD so I can give them out as Christmas presents to my friends.
Also spotlighted on our show today is a beautiful Christmas musical selection on the harp, played by Kathleen Daugherty.
You may be wondering, this is a story show. Why are you playing music? Well, believe me, when you hear this music, there's going to be a lot of stories going through your head.
And now the Crescent Band with Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetops the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, as he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Kathy, Kathy, there's somebody barging into the story mine again. Sir, sir, you can't come in here. Oh, my goodness, look at those muddy boots. You're tracking mud and snow all over the floor.
Dave, don't you know who that is? It's Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Well, bless my reindeer, if it isn't Disobedient Davy. Why, I haven't heard from you since you was a little boy, about the time when you started listening to those older boys who convinced you that there wasn't any such thing as Santa Claus, and you stopped believing in me. Why, that year I even brought you a train set and left it chugging around the tree so you'd be excited when you woke up. You hardly even noticed it and went running around the house looking for a baby donkey. You even went outside and ran around in the snow looking for that little critter. I'll bet your feet got pretty cold.
Well, I went running around looking for a baby donkey because I asked you for a little baby donkey, Santa, and all I got was a train.
Well, I didn't think you were old enough to take care of a little baby donkey. You liked the train set, though, didn't you, Davy?
Oh, I sure did, Santa. Do you know that I took good care of that, and I still have that old Lionel train after all these years?
I know, Davy, but you don't play with it anymore, do you?
Well, no, Santa. I'm saving it so I can play with it with my grandchildren.
Then you'd better get it dusted off. Since you were a little railroad engineer, I've been keeping track of whether you've been naughty or nice. Do you remember when you were a little boy and there were always little birds that were around your house? They'd be on your porch, in your Grandma Peterson's garden, even in the bushes and trees. Well, Santa, I remember all the sparrows and chickadees. They're always flying around me like they were following me, those pesky little birds. Those pesky little birds, as you call them, are part of Santa's naughty or nice brigade. You know, Davy, I can't be everywhere at once like some people think. So I team up with my friends, Father Time and Mother Nature. I bet you didn't know that Mother Nature gets the birds that fly, the animals that walk, and even the bugs that crawl to help Santa watch all of the children to see whether the little boys and girls are behaving themselves by doing good deeds and are obedient to their mommies and daddies. That's how I found out that you were doing things your mother told you not to do. Remember when she told you not to go into the swamps for fear that the quicksand would get you? Or when your daddy told you not to go near rattlesnakes?
Just leave them alone, Davy, and walk away,
he said. But you didn't, and almost got bit. You used to keep my elves plenty busy trying to keep you out of trouble. Davy, your mother used to darn near pull her hair out in frustration with your disobedient antics. It was those little sparrows and a big green frog that told me you were caught in the quicksand. Why, it took a whole army of elves to keep you from being pulled under the water when the quicksand grabbed a hold of your shoes and started sucking you under. You nearly drowned. And remember that time your mother told you not to try to ride Rusty, the wild Mustang? It was those same elves that quickly softened the ground to keep you from breaking yourself when you got bucked off that tameless stallion. Kathleen, you had your fair share of trouble, too. But you were and still are a good girl, and you never quit believing in Santa, did you?
That's right, Santa. I've always tried to share that special Christmas spirit all year long. And do you know what, Santa? That kind of attitude sure helps others to have a better day. And I sure do see a lot more smiles, even from people who weren't having such a good day.
That's right, Santa. I hear stories from people all the time about how Kathy makes them feel happy, and then because they were happy, they spread that happiness to others. Why, if everybody did that, there'd sure be a lot more happiness in the world.
That's the spirit of Christmas, if I ever heard a better explanation, Davy. Why, I'll bet in all of the Christmas you've lived through, which is well over 60, if I remember right, you don't remember more than a handful of what the presents were that Santa brought you. Go ahead, name 5 Christmas gifts that I've given you.
Well, I remember when I was 4 years old, you brought me a big Lionel train instead of the baby donkey I really wanted. And the next year, you brought me a baby donkey egg with a Christmas card that told me if I took real good care of that donkey egg for 3 months, it'd hatch, and I'd have myself my very own little baby donkey. You tried to trick me, didn't you, Santa? That so-called donkey egg was really a big hairy coconut, not a donkey egg. But you knew that I was too young to know what a coconut was, so I really believed it was a donkey egg. I took such good care of that egg. I'd take it to bed with me and put it under my pajama top right next to my skin so it'd stay warm, even if I kicked my covers off at night. That hairy donkey egg gave me such a horrible rash. I'll bet you didn't know that I was allergic to coconut. I'd take that donkey egg to Sunday school with me. I'd put it down on the chair seat and sit down right on top of it like a mother chicken. And all the kids would point their fingers and laugh at me, Santa. It was embarrassing. So I'd stick my tongue out at them and say, I'm going to have a baby donkey and you're not. Santa, I took the best care of that egg for over 3 months, and it didn't hatch. My daddy took me and the unhatched egg to see Emmett and Esther because maybe they'd have a suggestion of what to do. Esther asked if I'd tried to help it out of its egg by cracking it open. Then she left me alone to help the little donkey out. I took that donkey egg and pounded it against a big boulder, and it cracked. And then all of this milky liquid started leaking out of it. I was so scared, I was running around in circles going, oh no, oh no, I killed my baby donkey, oh no, oh no. Well, I didn't know what to do. I knew they'd ask me if my baby donkey had hatched, and I didn't want to tell them that baby donkey broke. So I came up with a great idea. I took the broken donkey egg over to the edge of the mine dump, and I threw that egg as far as I could, knowing that the miners would come out with a full ore car of muck and dump it over the end of the dump, which would cover up the egg. And later, when they'd ask about baby donkey, I'd tell them that baby donkey hatched and he runned away. As that donkey egg bounced down the mine dump, it landed by a big sagebrush bush and scared out a great big long-eared jackrabbit that looked just to me like baby donkeys should look. I thought that long-eared rabbit was a baby donkey, and I cried, baby donkey, baby donkey, as I chased after it, crying my eyes out. Later, when I got back to the cabin, Esther asked why I was crying, and I told her that my baby donkey egg hatched and runned away. I was so upset. Esther put me in her bed and told me to take a rest. All will be better when you wake up, Davy. All will be better. She said that and then went outside, closing the door behind her. I woke up sometime later to a tugging on my toe. Blink, blink. My toe went, and I looked down at my big toe. And there was a string tied around my toe. Again, the string tightened with two quick yanks. Boink, boink. And I saw that the string fell off the bed and went along the cabin floor and then out the door. I got out of bed, walked over to the door, opened it, and guess what I saw? There was Esther, Emmett, Eddie, Sutton, with the other miners standing next to my daddy, and they all said in unison, Merry Christmas, Davy. I knew it wasn't Christmas, but then they moved aside, and there, hidden behind them, was a beautiful little baby donkey with a big red ribbon tied around its neck. Little baby donkey, I shouted and rushed down the stairs to give it a big hug. Everybody was so happy, but not as happy as I was to finally get that little baby donkey I'd asked Santa for.
Oh, see, Davy? Santa shouldn't ever bring a present that you can't take good care of, so we needed to know if you were responsible enough to take care of him. So do you remember any other presents you asked for? You know, the presents that Santa brought you for Christmas?
Actually, Santa, I don't remember any other presents right now, but I do remember how excited I was when I got those presents and how good those gifts made me feel.
That's the point I've been trying to make, Davy. You may not remember what the presents were that Santa brought to you, but you do remember the wonderful feeling that the spirit of Christmas brought to you. What other things at Christmas made you feel good, Davy?
Let me think a minute.
I know, Santa. It's the best Christmas gift of all. It's the feeling you get when you give presents and happy smiles to others.
That's right, Kathleen. The Christmas spirit is that wonderful feeling that comes from giving. That's why you have the Christmas spirit all the time, Kathleen, because you never stop giving of yourself and the gifts that you've given, right?
I never thought of it that way, Santa.
It's always better to give than to receive, Kathleen. What do you think about that, Davy?
Well, I've always felt better when I help out and give, but I still really like receiving gifts.
Davy, if everyone gave more, if everyone shared more, there would be more people receiving. Get it? That's what the Christmas spirit is all about, Davy. Well, it's been such a nice Christmas gift seeing the both of you again. Have a Merry Christmas. Goodbye for now. And Davy, write me a letter, would you? You know where I live.
Well, goodbye, Santa.
Goodbye. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Kathy, look. All of the mud and snow from his boots is gone, and the floor is clean. It's as though he was never here.
It's as though who was never here?
Santa, Kathy, Santa.
Oh, don't be silly, Dave. Santa won't be here for a few more days. What are you thinking? Roll over and go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep? Oh, my gosh. What am I doing in bed? I thought we were at the story mine.
The story mine? Dave, it's the middle of the night.
Santa was here, Kathy. He was here, and he knows who we are. You're Kathleen, and I'm disobedient Davy.
Dave, we have to get ready for Christmas. Go back to sleep.
This is going to be the best Christmas ever because I feel so full of the Christmas spirit. I want to feel it forever.
That's nice.
He called you Kathleen. Merry Christmas, Santa. You too, Mother Nature.
What?
Oh, nothing. I sure do feel a Christmas spirit right now.
That's nice. Go back to sleep. All will be better in the morning.
Well, that's the end of today's program. We hope that you've gotten a little bit more of the Christmas spirit by listening. We'll close with another track from the Crescent Band.
Merry Christmas!
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a I'm now.